not be. Let's take 991 then, please.
Request of Evan Ross to address council regarding lawlessness and crime in the Old Town Chinatown neighborhood.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Evan Ross, and I'm a Northeast Portland resident. I own a bike tour and rental shop downtown in Old Town Chinatown, and I have for about 8 years. I brought a handout this morning. Hopefully you got it. It just has kind of some bullet points and some suggestions that I brought today. So I'm interested in working with the city and with council to try to find some solutions. I'm also a board member of the Old Town Chinatown Community Association, and we are interested in improving the neighborhood, of course, for the benefit of everybody. Thank you for continuing to work on these issues in our community and for taking the time to listen to my concerns today. I was able to attend a meeting of stakeholders on these issues yesterday hosted by Mayor Hales. Thank you. I feel like there's some great momentum that has come from the reaction from the community that enough is enough and it's time for some long-term solutions. I've had a long, sharp increase in complaints from my employees and my customers about not feeling safe and being harassed or threatened while trying to enjoy the Tom McCall Waterfront Park along with North Park blocks. And so that is one of the reasons that I'm here to talk to you today. I'm heavily involved in my community through participating in the Community Association, and as an entrepreneur that started his business in 2008, I like to tackle challenges. But I decided to come and speak with you today after I was attacked outside my business. On June 20th, I exited my business to find that someone had broken into my car across the street and was actively trying to steal it. I had already approached the vehicle when I realized there was someone in there, and they reacted by pulling out a knife and exiting the car trying to stab me. I was able to defend myself with an empty 5-gallon Culligan water jug, the only thing that I had in my hand at the time, besides my phone in which I was frantically calling 911 for help. The police responded quickly, and it took 4 officers to subdue the individual who was fighting to escape. Later, we found that they were high on meth and heroin. You may have seen the article in the Oregonian. I'd like to point out that our community is dealing with 2 different population groups, at least 2, and I believe we also talked about this yesterday and that the community is becoming more and more aware. On one hand, there are Oregon residents who have housing needs because they struggle with unemployment, low income, mental health needs, and/or addiction issues. And on the other hand, we have traveling gangs of individuals who we usually might refer to as service resistant. It is this second group that I would like to focus on today. The problem lies with behaviors, persons choosing to commit crime instead of focusing on specific populations. It's not illegal to be homeless, and I am a homeless rights advocate, but committing crimes is what is illegal, and I think that is what we should enforce. And so you can see on the handout, I'm advocating for increased foot patrol in Old Town Chinatown, more consistent enforcement of existing laws regarding camping, school zone drug use, etc., reaching out to other cities such as Salt Lake City that has put together some great plans and has had really effective outcomes from their housing the homeless with long-term housing, more aggressive officer recruitment, and also creating an urgent plan and solution for indoor housing.
Thank you. Thanks very much. We appreciate your advocacy and your volunteering in the community, and we're also really glad you're okay. That was a scary moment, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you.